Thank you, thank you. So I'd like to begin today with something that the British writer Theodore Dalrymple once said. Walking through the streets of the city where he lives, he starts to notice piles of rubbish everywhere he looks. And not just any rubbish, but the rubbish left behind by people who have bought food. And not just any food, but fast food, junk food. Seeing all this, he asks himself, what did it mean, all this litter? At the very least, it suggested that an Englishman's street is his dining room, as well as his dustbin. I wanted to share this with you because, well, partly because it is true, of course. Anyone who lives or has lived in a modern British city will recognize that description. But I have another reason for sharing that story with you, and that is that I want you to understand that pollution is not just something that happens to the natural environment or even to the wildlife that lives in it. It happens here, where we live. As I will explain during this talk, we cannot expect to improve the natural world if we do not first improve the condition of our own streets and cities. How can we expect to protect the environment from pollution when our own streets are full of rubbish? In other words, we need to clean our own streets before we can even dream about preventing pollution in the rainforests of the Amazon or the seas and oceans. And it is important to understand that the damage that we do to the world is not just out there. It is here and with us all of the time. And we also need to remember that when we do damage to our environment, we are actually doing damage to ourselves. So my talk today is called Save Yourself. And my message is simple. We have to help ourselves before we can hope to help wildlife or the environment. My talk is going to be in three parts. First of all, I will say some more about the problem of rubbish in the local areas where we live. It is now possible for us to manage our rubbish in a way that is environmentally friendly, but we don't. So in this part of my talk, I'm going to be asking, why not? Why, when it is possible to be more environmentally friendly, do most people seem not to care? Next, I will discuss the problem of people. There are currently 7 billion of us in the world, and that is almost twice the number of people living in the world 50 years ago. For this reason, I will suggest that we need to change people's minds, and I will also describe some ways of doing this. Ways that I think, I hope, will be successful in the future. Finally, I will show how protecting your local area is the first step to protecting the planet for future generations of children.